WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Facebook at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we got a great show. Stay tuned for more information you can use today. It's going to improve your life. It's going to improve the things you know. You're going to have a great time learning it. We've got the CCIM voice. We're going to give a Key West update on real estate. We're going to talk about the evolution of Miami's Wynwood District and South Beach. And we're going to find out who you're doing business with. We're going to talk about why it's important to know who you do business with. We've got our friend. He's an ex-CIA agent. We're going to talk about how to find out who you're doing business with. It's Mark Hurwitz. We've got Mark Hurwitz. We've got Kent Ducote. We've got Kayem Kahane. We've got it rocking. Stay with us. We'll be right back. More information you can use, given to you the way you like it. Back after this. AC, it's yours.
Infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
All right, you know I'm a fireball. Hey, you know what else you know? You know that Warren Henry is where you got to go when you're looking to buy or lease a car. Because you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. And tonight is a special night. It's the official grand opening of Lamborghini Broward tonight, April 7th, 7 to 10. Go up there. Have a great time. See Zoe. See Larry. See Floyd. Tell them I sent you. Remember, with Warren Henry, you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, personal assistance. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. AC, give me the music.
I'm on fire.
Fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. As you well know, you do not have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Marlins and the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got the CCIM voice segment. We've got Frank Melo Rodriguez on, and we've also got the CCIM voice this week, Mr. Kent Ducote. He's the broker associate at Truman & Company in Key West. He is the top dog in the Keys. Kent, welcome to the show. Frank, you're back. Frank, why don't you introduce Kent?
Yes, absolutely. Good afternoon, Jim. I'm glad to be on the show. We have one of our newest designees. He got designated in Austin last year, and we are so happy to have him on the show. He's very active in the Keys, and we want to hear all about him. And just wanted to really update you that tomorrow's event for CCIM is sold out. We meet the second Friday of every month in our new venue at Morton's. And tomorrow we have the Economic Development Director from City of Coral Gables, and that's a sold-out event at about right around 70 people.
Wow.
So I'm sure we're going to enjoy hearing Kent today as our CCIM voice.
Awesome. Frank, thank you so much for the intro. Looking forward to seeing you at the event. Kent, welcome to the show. I read where you like are breaking records down there. Tell me about the deal you and your partner just closed.
Well, the deal we just closed, and by the way, thanks for having me on the show.
Our pleasure.
The deal we just closed was a 20-unit hotel, or I should say a bed and breakfast, that closed for $450,000 a unit, or $9 million, and that did break a record since the recession. The only higher sale that occurred was just before the bust, and the lodging properties here are just going pretty crazy, and we've kind of specialized in that since 2012, and have been doing a lot of deals here. It's Key West is just like an investor's paradise because we have limited growth here because of the environmental sensitivity of the Keys, and it's also there's a hurricane evacuation model we have to follow, and of course we're on an island, so there's limited land, and along with height restrictions and a finite number of hotel transient licenses, the supply side is just so limited, and so an investor can come down here, and we've got pretty much unending demand and a very static supply, so it's just a great investment opportunity in Key West.
Now, tell me a little bit about the CCIM. Is that helping you with your business? What prompted you to get the CCIM?
Oh, well, it is helping me with my business. It was a great thing. I was working as a residential realtor, and from a past business association, a guest house owner in 2012 asked me to list his guest house, and so I got together with my commercial associate in my office, Keith Bland, who has a lot of national commercial real estate experience, and we got the listing, and we sold all three of this friend's guest houses for about $9.2 million in total. So that wasn't so bad. It took us about 8 months to sell the properties. And after that, I knew that I needed to educate myself to be able to do this full time and really kind of transition more into commercial. And it's worked out very well for me. The CCIM educational program is just amazing. I mean, from where I was a few years ago to where I am now and what I know now is just a huge difference.
So then how about, we talked about hospitality, how about retail and office? I know that you got to have retail down there and everybody needs a place to work.
Yeah, there's a huge retail market here. If you know Key West at all, Duval Street is sort of our main drag, tourist drag. And there's a ton of retail going on here. And North Roosevelt Boulevard is another area which is more locally dominated, but also a very big retail commercial district down in that down that way as well.
My wife and I, we love going down there. We love staying at one of the hotels. And then there's just some great restaurants that are just in the middle of, it seems almost like residential neighborhoods. So it's really a beautiful place. Tell me a little bit about how you mix the different uses like that.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
Well, here's what I mean. Let me be clear, because I knew the minute I asked it, it was a bad question. I'll take the flack for having a bad question. You know, down here in Miami, they like to, you know, you're not going to see a restaurant across the street from a residential home. So it seems to me like you need a little bit of call it use management. I know you're real involved down there in the community. How does somebody get a restaurant in the middle of a residential neighborhood like that?
Yeah, it's not easy to do that anymore. Things were a little bit looser in the old days here. But if a restaurant, say, has been established in a place for a long time and it closes, it can retain that use. There's a lot of grandfathering in Key West. You know, it's such a small place that you do wind up having some commercial properties in residential neighborhoods and vice versa. So grandfathering is pretty much how that occurs.
Well, I know that there was a big push to redevelop some of the hospitality deals, just as I guess it's US 1 kind of dead ends and then circles around the island. When it dead ends right into the island, right by where Mr. Spotswood has his property across the street, they were doing all kinds of different trades and rehabs. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that was really interesting. They took four hotels of about 530 units. And they redeveloped them. And so over a period of a couple of years, there were like 500 hotel rooms off the market. So, you know, our occupancy rate, which is historically very high, and ADR is very high, this helped with that. The amazing thing about Key West is that those 500 rooms went back online last year, but the ADR still went up. The occupancy got a couple of points knocked off, but really insignificant compared to what's been happening. I mean, we have some of the highest occupancy ADR rates in the country. We're in 2015 we had an 84.5 occupancy rate and a $293 ADR, which it was in Forbes magazine that. In one quarter of last year, we were the highest ADR and occupancy rates in the nation.
Wow.
Surpassing Maui, which is kind of amazing.
Well, you're a little island too, but here's my question is, how about the quality of the facilities? Are people reinvesting that kind of income in the hotels and making them a little, you know, bringing them more up to speed, more modern? Is there a super luxe place to go, something like that?
That is definitely happening. It's turning into a luxury market for sure, and it has to with those kind of rates. What I'm finding, because we do specialize in small lodging properties, and so what we're finding is the mom and pops of 20 years ago are ready to retire now, and they're selling, and those who are coming in for the smaller places are really investors, and those investors sometimes create a collection of guest houses so that they have what would be comparable to a big hotel, just in different locations.
We've only got about a minute left. Keith, what's a real takeaway that you can give as far as Key West's market, and what do you see going forward as maybe an opportunity there?
Well, I would say that we are just going through the roof with our market, both residentially and commercially. It's a great investment. You look at the statistics going years in reverse, even through the recession, and we've done very well. There's tons of demand and very little supply, so it's kind of hard to lose.
Hey, Keith, if somebody wants to place a bet on Key West and they want to do it with the top guy, how do they reach you?
I'm at kent@kentdakoti.com or my phone number is 305-394-5818. I'd be happy to help.
You know, Kent, I want to thank
you. CCIM of Key West.
Oh, is he the only CCIM in the Keys, in the Key West?
There's a couple more, but he's one of the few.
I think there's a couple more CCIM throughout Monroe County, yeah.
Well, we can't wait to see you as next year as the premier CCIM in Monroe County. Kent, thank you so much. Frank, thanks for hanging with us. See you tomorrow, bud.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, great CCIM voice. Back after this, we got more information that you can use today. We're going to talk about Wynnewood and South Beach real estate markets. Then we're going to talk about how to know who you're doing business with. We're going to have a fun, entertaining time. Stick with me. I can barely control myself. AC, it's yours. Sunshine, that's one thing, but you might want to ride in a car. And if you do, you should go to Warren Henry. Hey, tonight, they're having the official grand opening at Lamborghini of Broward, 4545 Volunteer Drive in Davie. So go see Larry. He's opening up his Lamborghini store tonight from 7 to 10. And then Saturday, I'll be there. He's going to have a supercar event. I've got a bunch of my buddies going out there. It's going to be great. You'll see the Lamborghinis, Ferraris, all kinds of great stuff out at the same location. Lamborghini of Broward. Hey, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to have every advantage you can. I got to talk slower. We'll start again. Hey, thank you. Yeah, AC's giving. We're starting again. He's just having fun with the music. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. See, I got all gassed up before. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, which means they'll take your car, pick you up, take you there, all kinds of great stuff, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, and always great music.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, I know you all need a mortgage, and it's not easy when the traditional bank says no if your situation isn't going to allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan, or if you got a story to tell and your loan scenario doesn't go in the right standard box. I know who to call. I call Spectrum Mortgage. I've known Bob and Milvie over there for 10 years. They are the ones to call. And, you know, they've been in business for 25 years. They're the pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio loans that the traditional lenders won't consider. They're also one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. They'll do a bridge loan for a deal up to $10 million. They'll do a cash out on a purchase. They'll do properties anywhere in the state of Florida. They'll finance anything commercial. They will make loans to non-U.S. citizens. When I need something done, I call them. I've seen them issue an approval the same day and close in a week. You need stuff. You need service like this. You need a loan. You need Bob and Milvia. You call them, and I'm going to give the number twice, AC, so be slow here. I'm going to call them. You call them at 305-444-3666. I'm going to give it to you again. Call Bob and Milvia at 305-444-3666 today.
Marlins fans, you don't have to wait for the 2017 All-Star Game at Marlins Park to catch All-Star Fever.
Awesome.
This year, every Saturday is an All-Star Saturday.
I like it.
Every Saturday home game will feature a bobblehead giveaway of your favorite Marlins All-Stars in franchise history. Charles Johnson,
Jeff Conine,
Mike Lowell,
Al Leiter,
Dontrell Willis, and many more.
I do love those guys.
Go to Marlins.com today and secure your tickets for All-Star Saturdays.
Bobbleheads will be available while supplies last.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got an absolutely great show. We're now going to talk about Wynwood. We're going to talk about Miami Beach. We are going to talk real estate in South Florida, and we have got a special guest. This segment is sponsored by Julio Gonzalez and Engineer Tax Services and Don Weidenfeld of Magnum Energy Solutions, and we have got a special guest, Chaim Kahani, not related to the famous rabbi, but he is a rabbi when it comes to talking about real estate in South Florida. Chaim, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Jim? How you doing?
You're going on. You're going on. Are we having fun yet?
Always having fun. You're fun to watch.
I love it. I love it. They'll see us on Facebook and LinkedIn, Twitter, and all that stuff. Let's talk a little bit. You bought some deals in Wynwood. Tell me what motivated you to invest in Wynwood.
I saw a lot of similarities in Wynwood that I saw in Williamsburg and Brooklyn, the artistic culture, the nature, the vibe. When you walk in that area, you just feel an amazing energy that I felt the first time that I was there, and I was just really attracted to it.
Yeah, the amazing energy is because it's a block and a half away from where I live. But continue.
Yeah, so it took us a little while to get familiar with what worked over there and really understand the lay of the ground of the market. But once we did, we worked very quickly to try to acquire as many deals as we could. And in about a year, we probably acquired about 10 properties.
High five to you. So you're well positioned then.
Pretty well positioned, yeah.
So are you done? Are you going to look at the next market?
In Wynwood?
Well, I don't know. Are you done in Wynwood? What are you looking at these days?
I think for now I'm done in Wynwood.
Brokers are listening. They may send you properties.
You know, it's been hard for me to buy in Wynwood. You know, most of the stuff that I bought over there is, you know, we purchased significantly less to where things are trading at today. So it's hard for me to get my arms around it. It reminds me of a conversation that I had early on when I started looking in Wynwood with a local broker here who's been in the market for 30 years. I was sitting in Jimmy's kitchen with him, and he's telling me that he just can't understand the market, you know, because he remembers it from 10, 15 years ago when things were trading at, you know, $10, $12 a foot. And 2 years ago when we were buying, we were trading at $220, $230 a foot. And today things are trading at, you know, $700 to $1,500 a foot. The last trade was at $1,700 a foot on Second Avenue. So when I bought stuff at $2, $250 a foot, it's hard for me to get my arms around the pricing that's there today.
Well, I think that now you can understand why the other person had the issue when it was 50 going to 200.
Yeah, but the problem was I was making fun of him then, you know, so now I'm kind of laughing at myself a little bit.
Hey, I think you're doing just fine. You got really good strategic real estate. I looked at your website. I'm very happy for you. I think you're going to do fine. What are you looking at coming up?
You know, we're concentrating really heavily on the beach. You know, we've bought some stuff on Collins. We bought some stuff on Washington. I like what's going on over there, particularly on Collins between 5th and 8th. I love MIMO. You know, I've been looking for some stuff over there. We're currently under contract with a couple of deals over there that we're going to reposition. I love the Gables. I think the Gables is a good market. I think South Florida has a tremendous amount of room to grow. There's a lot of money coming in both internationally and nationally, and I like what's going on down there.
Now, Chaim, I know you're buying these properties. Is there opportunities for people to co-invest with you in these deals?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our business model is basically we syndicate most of our deals from, you know, local family offices and high net worth individuals. We obviously invest our own money and our own capital alongside on every deal that we do. I think, thank God, we have a pretty good track record and we've done pretty well in the past.
So you manage the properties once you buy them? You're an operator too, huh? Vertically integrated?
Everything we do, we keep in-house. We have a full office in New York that deals with all the payables, receivables, the accounting stuff. We have a full acquisition team over here. We actually brought in a guy from New York. All he does is canvas the streets all day trying to find off-market opportunities for us. I would say 75 or 80% of the things that we've bought in the Florida market have all been off-market transactions, and we've been able to build good relationships with a lot of the long-time local sellers.
Wow, that really sounds like a great business plan. Now, how do you, you know, we talked in the green room, I guess, that we're going to talk a little bit with Mark comes on about some of the experiences you've had about finding out about people and the impact that that's had. You're looking at any new markets here in Miami?
You know, I kind of like the markets that I'm in right now. I like Miami. I like South Beach. I like Washington, as I said. I like Collins. I like MIMO. You know, Wynwood is good at my basis that I enjoy it at. You know, I think we'll do okay over there. We've repositioned some assets over there. We brought in some good tenants. I think we're actually one of the first companies to sign a Fortune 100 company in one of our buildings. We have a lease actually with Revlon.
Can you reveal? That's great.
Yeah. We signed a lease with Revlon. They're doing their whole East Coast national photo shoot campaign out of our building, one of the buildings that we own on 25th Street, 48 Northwest 25th Street. So really excited about that. We've signed the leases with a really cool tattoo parlor called the Iris Tattoo out of Argentina. They have a huge following. They have over 130,000 followers.
My gosh.
On Instagram. Yeah. You know, when the broker brought it to me, he's like, I want to bring a tattoo parlor to your shop. I'm like, you know, it's not really the kind of vibe that we're looking for. He's like, no, look at them. Take a look at their website. They've been written up in magazines.
They're artists, not tattoo guys.
They do amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. And, you know, we just signed the lease with BFA Designs, which is a very high-end kitchen company that's coming out of Design District. And, you know, we have some really good tenants that we're talking to about some of the other availabilities that we have in the market.
I think people rolling out of the design district and going a little south, you're going to see that. They first went north, now they're going to go back south because there's still a price break. You still get the same access, the same vibe, the same people.
I remember when I came to Wynwood like 2 years ago, you know, the traffic light on Northwest 20th Street and 2nd Avenue was blinking because people didn't really want to stop. And today, you can't even cross the streets. The traffic is just phenomenal. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I live there. Thanks a lot.
It's my fault. I'll take the blame for it.
No, it's my fault. I'm selling all the high-rise sites. You're just doing a little bit of retail, bringing a couple people in. I'm the one bringing 4,000 people there, I complain the whole time.
The guy's got to have a place to eat, right?
Yeah, you know, they got to have a place to live, a place to eat. So, you know, you come a little off-peak, everything's going to be fine.
Everything's great. Everything's great.
I love it. And the other thing I like is that the properties that you're buying are walk-to things. You know, that's the big thing in Wynwood. Some people don't realize some locations are not walk-to. Yours are.
Everything that we bought was concentrated in between 2nd Avenue, Northwest 2nd Avenue, North Miami Avenue. I think that's where all the corridors are coming. You know, we bought a great building on 24th Street, 151 Northwest 24th, you know, which you have the new Miami Arts Charter School is opening up over there. And, you know, we're actually in advanced talks with a very prominent tenant to take that space, which I think will be a game changer for the area.
I think that all of these tenants, it's all building a mosaic. I'm going to have to talk artsy, right?
Sure.
They're building the mosaic, an ecosystem, I said, with the guy last week about technology. But this is going to be an ecosystem of arts and entertainment. People will come over from the beach. The vibe that we had 20 years ago at the beach with the Revlons and the fashion shoots will come back. The Greg Robbins guy is brilliant in bringing that kind of vibe and putting all that up there, and you're going to get the advantage of that.
We love it. You know, like I said, we looked at some things in Design District, and for me it was a little difficult to get my arms around it with the pricing, but he's done a phenomenal job creating the Rodeo Drive of Miami in a market that nothing existed, and I think a lot of that will spill over to Wynwood, and I think that's where a lot of the traffic comes. You know, it reminds me of a story when I was first here, I was on a plane flying back and forth before I moved here, and I was sitting next to this person who was she worked for Morgan Stanley in their arts department. And I was talking to her. I said, you know, where do you and your friends like to hang out? She's like, we used to hang out in the Bell Harbor shop. She goes, right now we go shopping in Design District, and then we go eat and hang out in Wynwood. And
well,
to me, that was great.
That's an endorsement. Hey, listen, Chaim, can you stick around for a couple minutes? You had a great story outside. I want to bring Mark on later around the corner. We'll do a little crossover. We're going to talk about how you used a little background checking to protect your, I'll have to say it, assets.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Be happy to.
All right. Well, stick with us. You heard we're going to have some great information. The second half of the show is going to be devoted to making sure you're doing business with the person you think you are. We're going to have Mark Hurwitz on. He's the president of Crossroads Investigations. He used to be with the CIA. The national deputy national security advisor, Patrick Moynihan, all kinds of. Oh my gosh, I'm overcome. He's qualified, I think. So stick with us. I want to say hi to our listeners in Texas. A special shout out to the folks in Austin that always text, always love us. We love them back. So stick with us. We're going to have great energy. You think I got good energy? It's only going to get better. AC, yours. I'm getting happy here. I'm love listening to the song. The guys are bopping. We're having a great show. Lots of great energy. Talking about identity theft, the Panama Papers, all that great stuff coming around the horn. But first, I have to remind everybody that tonight, Larry's inaugurating the grand opening of the Lamborghini of Broward. It's tonight from 7 to 10. It's at 4645 Volunteer Road in Davie. I've been there. The place is awesome. The cars are awesome. And the people there will be awesome, too. And if you can't make that, I'll be with Larry Saturday, April 9th, 10 to 1 for the supercar event. AC, you should bring your kid. It'll be great. Lots of great cars, lots of great people, lots of great fun. And remember, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary debt repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, and great music, too.
Happiness is to you, because I'm happy, I belong to give you feel like that's what you want to do.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
You know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. You know, with the UHealth Executive Physical, that's just what you get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That person's going to guide you through your visit, and you're going to get a customized preventive health care plan that's going to help you feel your best. For any follow-up care, you have access to the UM's renowned, University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, get this number, 305-243-2738. I'll say it again, 305-243-2738. Call them today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, remember to stick with us. We're going to talk about the Panama Papers, making sure you know who you're doing business with, all kinds of information you can use today. Right after this from UHealth. You know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami's health system. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? At UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our communities. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, repeatedly ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report now for a 12th year in a row. It also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks today. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different doctors, departments, and patients that make UHealth great. And it also has the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better every day. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to learn and discover about UHealth. You never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right, James feels nice like sugar and spice, and I want to remind everybody that the 4th annual IMN Annual Single Family Rental Investment Forum East is going to be held in Miami on May 16th to 18th. Go to www.imn.org/SFR16 or just call Sarah Ann at 212-224-3017. I went to their event this week. It was awesome. I made money just by attending, and
I met Chaim at an event like that just a couple weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
All right. Now, we've got Chaim. He's sticking around because he's got a great story about this. But our main guest in the second half is Mark Hurwitz. He's the president of Crossroad Investigations. He does private investigations and due diligence. He began his government service with Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. That must have been interesting. He also worked with the U.S. Department of State's Human Rights Bureau, the White House, and where he served as an aide to the Deputy National Security Advisor. This is pretty good. And then he went to work as a counterterrorism officer for the CIA. He opened his own shop in 2008. He helps me find out what other people are doing that they need not want me to know. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. This is amazing, by the way. There are two people in this room. One owns half of Miami, and the other knows half the people in Miami. It's incredible.
Yeah, you're selling me short. Him, he's working on it.
Dangerous combination.
No, this is actually absolutely awesome. We don't do the three-headed monster much, but we're going to do it today. Mark, first of all, let's put out your credentials. Why should somebody work with your firm to find out somebody's background, irrespective? Then we'll go into this Panama Papers thing and what else all that mean. And Chaim's got a great story.
Well, the Daily Business Review says we're the number one investigation agency in South Florida.
High five to you, by the way.
Thank you very much. I have a lot of government experience. The people who work with me have a lot of government experience. We have a lot of unique access, unique contacts all over the world.
Yeah, you really helped me out. I had a couple of people I really wanted to find out about. One person, it was rumored what was going on. I asked another person. I had no idea, but before I got involved with them, I wanted to know, because you never know. When you're putting it all on the line, you want to make sure the other person is who they represent they are. Tell me a good story about somebody that you unearthed that maybe wasn't all right with anything.
Oh, there are so many. We have...
your favorite? Come on!
Our best clients are the ones that have already been taken advantage of. And when we have to do those checks after the deal's been done, that's the painful experience for those guys.
Chaim, I know that you deal with a bunch of investors. You had a great story we were telling in the green room before we got. You are on. Softball tossed?
Yeah, so we had an interesting situation. We were under contract to buy a property on the beach, you know, something that we closed on. And we were out raising equity from our investors. And an individual came to us and offered us what we thought was really favorable economic terms. And, you know, something didn't really make sense. And our attorney advised us to maybe do a background check on the person. And we did a background check on the person. And it basically unearthed that the individual had some issues in the past in the early to mid-90s that would have really prohibited us from getting financing. So it's really important to know who your equity is, especially if they have a majority of the interest, because, you know, the lenders today have, you know, the know your investor rule. And it's really important to know who your investors are. And fortunately, this particular deal, we had to go away from this guy. And I was telling you in the break room that we decided to go hard on the deal ourselves with a significant deposit. And, you know, we were able to, thank God, pull it off. But it's really important to know who you're dealing with.
Mark, what a softball. Happened often with you?
All the time. I mean, when you have to check that box. How can you not? Whether it's a business deal, whether you're checking a nanny, whether you're going to go into business together, you have to. You have to know what you're getting into. You have to know that person's criminal history. You need to know liens, bankruptcies, judgments, foreclosures, evictions, their properties, their reputation. You have to check blogs. You have to check the media. You have to check their finances.
I know the report you gave me was like 300 pages long, but it was all totally right on. It said that the person had such and such a history, and it said where they lived, and the person had told me all that, and so it actually checked out. And then later on in the deal, maybe 3 or 4 months, the person you had mentioned, the person wouldn't be necessarily financially strong, and boom, it hit. Now, we could structure around it in that case. But knowing that we would have to really was important. What are some of the other things that you've seen happen here? I want to talk about the Panama thing right after that, though. Tell me.
Well, you have to know if someone's vulnerable, right? Because, you know, what we learned in the intelligence community is someone's vulnerabilities will motivate them to do something they wouldn't otherwise do.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what we're looking for. You know, if someone's weak financially, they're going to do something. They're going to take advantage. If they, you know, and that may not be the person that they are, but they are at that moment.
Oh, no. Desperate people do desperate things. I guess that's the first line in your handbook there.
There you go.
Now, Chaim, you put together investment transactions. Do you regularly check people? I guess after that experience, you must.
It depends. I mean, most of the investors that we take in, you know, they're not a majority equity investor. But if there's an individual who's coming in with a significant amount of capital and the bank's going to know who they are, we're going to want to know about them. I mean, today, lenders, you know, they have this rule, depending on the lender, if you're investing or you own more than 10 to 20% of the equity, they want to know all about you and they underwrite you. So when we deal with those investors, if they're hesitant to give us information, it usually raises a red flag for us.
you know, it's something you really need, and it's not just here, and it just hit the papers. Mark, what's your take on what happened with the Panama revelations? And I got to believe there's a lot more to come.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do a lot of international due diligence. And when the money traces back to Panama, that has always been an automatic red flag. That's the new Switzerland. It really is. You know, and that's just the first law firm. That's one law firm.
There's more firms that do this?
Of course. I mean, this is, you know, it's unbelievable.
It's like a cottage industry. I had to use that term. I love that. I've been waiting to use cottage industry for like, I don't know, 352 shows or something. So, Mark, you know, you left public practice. You got into private practice. Who are the types of people that hire you?
Well, people like Chaim hire me quite often for investments.
Exchange business cards.
Already did.
Making business on Freedom Business. You want to know what we do here? You just found out.
But I have to tell you, most of our clients are law firms. They refer us to their clients, to their either their investor clients or people who are going to be litigating.
That's who referred me to you, right? I can't remember. Is it JB? Yeah, we'll figure it out. It doesn't matter because now we're tight friends. JB, if you're listening, please text me and say, hey, schmuck, it was me. We got 3 more minutes in this segment.
Was JB?
Jonathan, I know. Yes, Jonathan Bletcher, our favorite DUI attorney. Now, the guy who protects us on the holidays. Actually, he doesn't protect us. He tells us what not to do. Not to do. Do not drive drunk. No driving drunk. But back to this. So people are checking them out. They're attorneys. They're real estate people, right?
Sure. They want to know, for their tenants, they have to know if they're creditworthy. But a lot of things is, if you're going to sue someone, is it worth suing them? Do they have money in the bank?
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, right? Yep. Tell me some other angles. This is good. You even got an oh. And I want to remind everybody that Chaim was brought to us this week by Engineered Tax Services and Magnum Energy Solutions. High five to Don and Julio. They'll be back next month.
Well, not only do we search before the litigation, but then after that judgment, we have to find the money. You know, there's a lot of fraudulent transfers. People have set up bank accounts.
What's your background? What did you do before you worked for the government?
I went straight from college to the government, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Got my master's at GW.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you get your master's in? I'm sorry.
National security.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus, this guy scares the crap out of me.
White House during the day and grad school at night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a good thing that we got this guy on our side. We only have a minute left. Mark, please tell them how they can get in touch with you. Then we're going to do a whole other segment on more great stuff. It's going to be fun, entertaining, and informative. Mark, how do they find you?
We're Crossroads Investigations, xinvestigations.com. 305-929-3513.
I love that. How did you get X Investigations? That's just awesome.
Just got lucky.
You did get lucky. People that work with you get lucky, too. We'll be right back after this. We're going to have more with Chaim, more with Mark, more with AC, more with me. And the music is just to make sure everybody stays on the straight and narrow. Santana's going to play us. Thank you, AC. Back after this. That's right. Change your evil ways or Mark's going to find out. He's going to tell Chaim and he won't get in the deal. Now, remember, you like that, huh? I just pulled that right out of the air. Usually I pull it out of another place. Now, remember, tonight, Larry's Inn's opening his Lamborghini store in Broward, 7 to 10. Make sure you get there. You can go there. It's 4645 Volunteer Road. High five to Larry. High five to Floyd. Wish I was there, but I will be there. Saturday, April 9th from 10 to 1, same location, supercars. You're going to have Lamborghinis, Ferraris, all those fancy cars that I can only watch on TV and drive when I go there. And remember, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for any time for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service. I'm having fun with this. Always Warren Henry AC.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Oh, the phone is popping and people are having fun. I want to give a special shout out to our listeners in Austin, Texas. We love you. Thank you so much for texting us. We love you. We can't wait to see you guys again when you come back to the show. And remember, when you're looking for a mortgage, where do you go when a traditional bank says no or your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? If you got a story to tell, your loan scenario isn't the standard box, I know who I call. I call Bob. I call Milvia. They're the folks at Spectrum Mortgage, and I've known them for 10 years, and they're closers. You know, they've been around for 25 years, and they are the tops at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio those loans that traditional lenders will never consider. And Spectrum is one of the oldest private equity lenders in Florida. They'll do a bridge loan up to $10 million. They'll give you a cash out on your property. They'll finance any type of commercial property. They'll even do bank loans to non-U.S. citizens. Sometimes they even do a construction loan. They'll issue an approval the same day, usually close within a week. I've seen Bob and Milvia perform, and they are the stars. To get their information, call them at 305-444-3666. Again, I'll give it slow for the Jets fans. 305-444-3666. I know you're a Jets fan. Sorry.
Marlins fans, you don't have to wait for the 2017 All-Star Game at Marlins Park to catch All-Star Fever.
Awesome.
This year, every Saturday is an All-Star Saturday.
I like it.
Every Saturday home game will feature a bobblehead giveaway of your favorite Marlins All-Stars in franchise history. Charles Johnson,
Jeff Conine,
Mike Lowell,
Al Leiter,
Dontrell Willis, and many more.
I do love those guys.
Go to Marlins.com today and secure your tickets for All-Star Saturdays.
Bobbleheads will be available while supplies last.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
No, we played Evil Ways. I'm an evil dude, but that's because we're talking about evil people here. The second part of the show has been all about investigating. We've got Mark Hurwitz. He's the president of Crossroads Investigation. Let's just put it all online. He used to be with the CIA. You don't hide things from Mark. He will find out if you've got something. And, of course, we've got our friend Chaim Kahane on. He's brought here and sponsored by Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineer Tax Services. Thanks to Julio and Don. They'll be back next month. Mark, how do we stop the bad people from messing around with us?
That's a tough question.
Yeah, I asked it like that for a reason. I wanted to break your chops.
Well, it just got a little bit tougher, right, this week. It's going to be,
yes.
But, you know, I think it's going to be a little bit of whack-a-mole. This is a new method will come up somewhere. Another country will offer their special services, offer their
just
loopholes.
To create some income, create a little occupancy in the office buildings.
There's a ton of money in this.
I mean, Panama, we knew. I know Panama. There's Switzerland. There's the Cayman Islands. There used to be the Bahamas. What other places are, I'm just going to say it, sleazy.
It was one after the other. Panama was just the most recent.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where do you think they're going to go next? Someplace else in Central America? I loved the name. Liechtenstein. I love that place. I can say it. Liechtenstein. That was a place, right?
That was a place.
All right. Well, yeah. We know they're not going to go to Belgium. I don't think anybody wants to go to Belgium right now. No offense to the Belgians. Is that what they call themselves? Belgians? Now, Mark, what is the first thing that you do? I pick up the phone. I call you. I go, Mark, I got a problem. And we called. It was like I needed you immediately. I had to do something the next day, and I didn't want to do it if the person was a dirtbag.
Yeah.
You ran the thing. It was done in like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do it that fast if we need to. The most important thing I need to know is, what do you want to know? How deep do you want to go? I mean, because we offer that whole range.
Now, what kind of range? I don't even know what the range is. I mean, you know, I know my ID's been stolen, my tax return's been filed, my bank account's been hacked. I'm just out there. I mean, I don't even think I have any shorts on anymore. So I tried to protect everything. If you look, I got like a different 7-key Swayze email thing that Jim Engleton tell you. Our good mutual buddy. Hey, Jim, I hope you're listening, you dirtbag. So what can somebody really do to protect, I'm going to have to say it, their assets?
Yeah, well, that's a deep due diligence. And we have had people do it on themselves, including politicians.
Oh, I'll bet.
Of course. They want to know what's out there on themselves.
You know, you probably don't even know. And even if you do your own credit report, stuff drops off after a while. But the bad boys, they'll find it. They'll dive deep on you. How deep can you go?
I have a team of former CIA analysts who do all this work, and they've been trained by the best in the world. And we will dive very deep. No rock is left unturned. The financials, the reputation, whatever we need to find, however deep, the client will let us go.
Kaim has got his little cat smile on because he knows he's hiring you. Now, you were ranked number one by the Miami Business Review recently, weren't you?
Yeah, Daily Business Review. Yeah.
Yeah. You give great answers. You can't come on again unless you can do more than a 3-word answer, bro. You got great info. Give it to me. Why did they rank you number one?
Well, we're pretty well known in the business community. We do a lot of sponsorships. We are involved. We help the community, a lot of charities. And we are known for our good reputation with the law firm. So we do good work.
Well, I know Chaim knows where to get you. He got your card. If people want to find you, because I only got 2 minutes left and I got to thank everybody, and it takes like an hour. So how do people get you, Mark?
XInvestigations.com.
I love that guy. This guy is the best. I want to thank Don Weidenfeld and Julio Gonzalez, Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineer Tax Services, for bringing my new best friend, Chaim Kahane.
We're gonna
take over Miami, me and Chaim. I got Mark Hurwitz here to protect my assets. Mark, give me the fist bump. And of course, I got AC riding back there. I want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank the Related Group. You guys didn't know I had the Related Group as a sponsor. Spectrum Mortgage, you heard. U Health, you heard. Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, Engineer Tax Services, Early Shares, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins. I'm going to sing that tune, Ellie. I don't care. The CCIMs, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Expresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and our good friends protecting our kids at Lauren's Kids. But the most important people I want to thank is you. I want to thank our listeners. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell me who you want to hear and who you liked. I can be tweeted at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website keeps getting more and more hits. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. We're going to have a great show again. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I'm tossing it back to AC. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Slim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Jim got his hat. Find out where's that is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece.